Anne Enright is an Irish writer with over 12 books published. Her latest novel is called Actress. The book is a mixture of novel and memoir. The story switches back and forth between the life and career of Catherine O'Dell, a fictitious Irish theater legend, and her daughter Nora, who retraces her mother's celebrated career and bohemian life, and delves into long-kept secrets, both her mother's and her own. Actress is a character study and a book about the freedom we find in our work and in the love we make and keep. Here's Anne with a summary of her book.
Actress is a novel about a legendary, famous, wonderful Irish actress who actually is complete fiction, called Catherine O'Dell. It's written as a kind of fake memoir or an attempt at a memoir by her daughter, who is trying to tell us about her life. Also trying to figure out why her mother went mad in middle age and shot somebody in the foot.
Anne, how does your novel Actress explore the often complicated mother-daughter relationship? What makes Nora and Catherine's relationship different than most others?
I've written a lot of mother-daughter relationships, and the mothers are all different in all my books. And in this book, there's a kind of sweetness that between mother and daughter that never leaves. There is a sense of possession and ease between the two of them that's really almost romantic. So it's quite a tranced, loving relationship. And this was kind of contrary to the mommy dearests of the world, you know, where actresses are outed by their children as being monsters of one kind or another. Catherine O'Dell is a bit of a creative monster, but she's not really a maternal monster. She kept all of that out of her relationship with their daughter. And I took my cue from the daughters of single mothers that I have known over the years, who adored their mothers, no matter what their mothers were like. And some of them are a fright, really. Some of them are awful, these mothers. But the women who were reared by them somehow idolized their parents to a degree and said, you know, there was nothing wrong. They could do no wrong. They were wonderful people. And perhaps, indeed, they were also that, you know. We really don't understand what our parents go through. And I think we're not built to understand that we spend a lot of, you know, we're not interested in that as children. We're interested in ourselves one way or the other. And it takes a level of maturity to look at a parent's life and say, actually, yes, that was tough. That was interesting. That was insurmountable. That was a trap. That was, you know, a kind of freedom. And that is partly what Nora, the narrator of Actress, does. I mean, her mother is trapped in one or other small fiction. She's always on stage doing a kind of really not very interesting woman. You know, when you think about being what actors do and what female actors do in particular, they play a hell of a lot of maids. And if they're playing maids, they're playing girlfriends. If they're not playing girlfriends, they are, if they're lucky, playing mothers. I mean, this really was the case up till about 10 years ago. There were so few rounded roles for female actors. So this woman is both amazing and worshipped by the crowd for doing something that isn't inauthentic, but it isn't complete either. She's a series of masks, a series of images that are projected into the, you know, to the crowd's gaze. And that kind of wears her away over time, more even than fame. And we all know about how fame eats into people, hollows them out, makes them more lonely in the long run. So there's an amount of that there too.
If it's not too personal for me to ask, how would you describe your relationship with your own mother?
Well, you should read my other books, Tommy, and then you would really be interested in what kind of relationship I have with my mother. Because the mother in The Gathering is a woman who is knocked out into a state of, you know, inarticulacy by having far too many children. She's not based on my own mother, but I did meet women like her one way or the other. I wrote a book called The Forgotten Waltz, and the mother in that book is the kind of friend, you know, who goes shopping with her daughter and, you know, advises her against the cream-coloured trousers, and the daughter agrees. Now, I was never that daughter. Excuse me, I was never that daughter. I could never go shopping with my mother, and if she suggested that the cream-colored trousers were wrong, that is immediately what I would do. So I was a more oppositional kind of child than perhaps you could wish for. Not very, you know. I think it's a constant with people who are in the arts that they're not necessarily very compliant. And I was not a very compliant child. But my mother is coming up to 92. And we still get along.
Anne Enright's latest novel is called Actress. This is what we're reading.